With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Steelers game, you've called a lot of them. Was that the worst? Was it second worst? Where's it ranked? Where do you think?
It was a bad one. I think, you know, if you look at it, the Browns just never got any in any kind of rhythm offensively. And then when you spot them kind of pretty much 10 points right off the get-go, you know, and you're playing from behind, you know, that's a tough defense to play against. I mean, they've got seven first-round draft picks in that defense, but they've found a way to, bring their two outside linebackers up the field to keep the quarterback in the pocket, and then they got, you know, Cam Hayward in, you know, in the middle, and he's just squeezing the pocket, and it makes it tough on the quarterback.
Do you think the loss of Wyatt Teller led to a lot of that pressure?
No, because, you know, it was the same problem we had with him last year, and I think it's, you know, just a matter of matchups, and until you find a way to, you know, really attack them, you know, where you can't let the outside linebackers squeeze the pocket and the defensive ends and tackle on the inside collapse it, you got a problem. And one thing obviously is the running game. If you can get the running game going, then that takes some of the, you know, the upfield movement from the linebackers out of it.
Doug, one thing that I noticed was just the sheer volume of big hits and the physicality from that Pittsburgh team. What does it take to bring that to the Browns? Is that different players? Is it stability over time to understand a system? What is that? Because I thought it was noticeable from basically snap number one.
Well, I mean, they kind of pride themselves in being physical over there. And I think, you know, it's being in the same system for a long time. I mean, back when Joe Green and them that were there, it was the 4-3. But, you know, after that crew left, they went to a 3-4, and they've just, you know, really built on it. And they draft, you know, for that. You know, you take that Bud Dupree, he was a first-round pick, and, you know, by the second year, some thought that, you know, he might not even get re-signed. Well, they end up having to franchise him because he has, you know, stepped up. And you go back to when Dick LeBeau was over there, if they drafted a rookie on the defensive side of the ball, he didn't get to start in his rookie year because he had to earn his way there. And they just have, you know, done a good job of, you know, drafting personnel to match their scheme. And then you take, you know, Minka Fitzpatrick, who they, you know, traded for last year, and a lot of people thought, boy, you know, they traded a first-round draft pick for this guy, and without Big Ben, we'll probably be drafting in the top five. Well, it turns out they ended up drafting about 16th or 17th. So that was, you know, the pick that Jacksonville got, and Minka Fitzpatrick has been all-pro for him.
I absolutely loved what I heard, actually, from Baker Mayfield yesterday, that to them they're 4-2, but they feel like they're 0-6. The reason I love that is because I think they should be upset about everything, and they can't just rest on their laurels, and they've got some games coming up that are winnable, and they want to keep this thing going and reverse field from what they saw on Sunday. Is that the right mentality to have, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, they know there's some talent on the offensive side, and I think, you know, everybody thought, oh, we've got Jarvis, we got Odell, we got Nick. Oh, we're going to be able to score a lot. No, well, it's not that easy. You got to get some chemistry going there, and I think you got to get chemistry going with the in the passing game. And you know, I think if you look at the two games that we've really struggled against, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, both those teams have two good cornerbacks, and you know, all of a sudden you're taking, you know, Odell and Jarvis a little bit out of the game, and then you don't really have a place to go.
I have seen them play completely different in those four wins, Doug. And like, it wasn't just like they lost to Baltimore and Pittsburgh. It looked like they were a totally different team. Is there a block? Because we forget and we expect them to do some good things. They're still the fourth youngest team in the NFL. A lot of the guys on the roster have not done a whole bunch of winning in the NFL. Like, what do you do to get over that?
Well, I mean, you just keep going. I mean, you know, it's a matter, you know, what comes first, you know, the confidence or the wins. And, you know, I think, you know, gotten four wins in a row really, you know, kind of helped the confidence. But then there's a reality check when you play a really good team. I mean, if you go back and look at, you know, in the four wins, the defense was setting up the offense pretty good with the takeaways, you know. But in the game over in Pittsburgh, they were minus two in the giveaway takeaway. And, you know, it really hurt them. And, you know, somebody asked about the complementary football part of it. That's, you know, part of it. You know, the defense sets you up and the offense takes advantage of it. And, or, you know, the offense doesn't turn the ball over and the defense isn't put in awkward positions. So, you know, there's still, you know, a lot of work to be done for this to be a good football team. But, you know, they're headed in the right direction, but they just, you know, have to be more consistent, you know, with it.
We saw Odell Beckham a little frustrated at times during that game, and he ends up getting taken out of the game, not because of his play or anything like that. You know, the game was clearly decided. So do you think that guys like Odell Beckham, we've had a big discussion about whether he can be a vocal leader. He was somebody who was trying to talk to his teammates there before the end of the first half. Is that something he can be? Is that reliable and credible coming from him?
Well, yeah, I mean, young players look up to people that have achieved in the sport. But, you know, the thing is, it's like the players around you, they get confidence when they see, you know, you doing well, and then all of a sudden they want to, you know, do well too. And you've got a guy that has had a lot of success in the league. And, you know, he had the big game down in Dallas, but, you know, over in Pittsburgh, it's pretty much a non-factor. But, you know, you got to give credit to the, you know, to the non-factor part to the Steelers defense. They, you know, they did a nice job of, you know, taking him and Jarvis out. And, of course, Jarvis was, you know, banged up going into it. So, you know, I think in a lot of ways, you know, not having Nick Chubb there and not being able to, you know, kind of pound the ball and, you know, keep the defense honest, you know, hurt him.
Well, we missed Nick Chubb crazily, and I think that – I think it affected them. Yeah, you look back on it, it definitely affected them in the Indianapolis win, and it certainly affected them in the Pittsburgh loss. You got Cincinnati coming up on Sunday. Again, they played differently in week two against Cincinnati that Thursday night. These teams are in different places. The Browns, I think, have proven they could beat a lot of teams in the NFL. The Bengals, there seems to be some dissension within their ranks. It still feels dangerous here. What do you do to beat this weird Bengals team that we know isn't very good, but still is trying to rally around Joe Burrow?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, if you look at it, you know, last week A.J. Green looked like maybe the A.J. Green that we saw a few years past. You know, he's been coming off the injuries the last couple years, but, you know, he had nine receptions for 90-some yards. And the other guy that, you know, showed up all of a sudden is T. Higgins.
Yeah.
And, you know, you throw in Boyd, you know, he's always been a consistent factor there. You know, they're not a bad offensive team. Maybe their offensive line needs to, you know, play a little bit more together. But, you know, they've got Joe Mixon. He left the game last week for a little bit, but he came back. You know, he was a 1,000-yard rusher. And, you know, they've got some offensive weapons. And Joe Burrow is, you know, he's going to be a good quarterback. I mean, if they don't get him killed with the number of times they got him throwing the ball.
I want to ask you something now about that. Because you're going to think this is stupid. Because you're a football player and I'm just a stupid person on the radio who says stupid things. But you're going to think this is dumb, but I want to run this by you.
Okay.
They're 1-4-1 right now. And you just mentioned Joe Burrow basically having his ass handed to him on a platter. I think this Bengals team will be out of the playoff race very soon, but certainly say, let's go by November 29th. They have a game against the Giants at 1 p.m. that day. I think you played Joe Burrow, and then for the last 5 games of the season, I think Mike Brown, who has no problem being the bad guy, says, we're not playing Joe Burrow for the rest of the season. We know what we have in him. We're going to sit him because we don't want him to be hurt in case we have to start a 2021 season on time. We get to start a 2021 season on time. We don't want him seriously injured.
I can't see that. I think, you know, first off, I don't think Joe Burrow would let that happen. I mean, I think he's the kind of kid, you know, like Baker. He just wants to be out there and he wants to be playing.
Well, yeah. But that's where I'm like, oh, Mike Brown can be the best.
Yeah, but I mean, a football player doesn't want to sit and watch. He wants to play. And, you can learn from watching, but you learn a lot more, you know, from playing. And you can just see the growth of this Joe Burrow, you know, from a week to week. You know, how, you know, he's starting to recognize things and, you know, reading defenses. And, you know, the kid loves to play. So I think you'd have trouble with Joe Burrow. I mean, you know, as it is now, you know, Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap, they're not playing them as much. But, you know, those guys, you know, they've been there for a while. And, you know, they're probably on the downside where just Joe Burrow is on the upside. And, you know, the developing the chemistry with the wide receivers, and well, they lost their tight end, Umezada, when we played them. But, you know, just developing the chemistry, you know, getting them, you know, taking another step towards next year.
Well, I'm trying here, Doug. I'm trying. Not very hard, but I'm trying here. Can I ask you another question?
Okay.
Can you get Dave Lapham to come on the show again? He went on Bull and Fox last time they played. We can't get Dave on the show here, Doug.
Well, I don't get to see Dave anymore because, you know, we don't travel. So, and I don't have him on my speed dial because, you know, he doesn't play for the Browns. But if by chance he would call, I would suggest that he talk to you, Ken.
I would hope so. Thank you very much.
I would tell him what a lovely, sweet guy you are.
I am, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Doug, we thank you so much for the time. All the best, and hope to see you again soon, but we will talk to you soon.
Okay, again.
Yes,
bye.
Sir. Doug Deacon joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.